11 to 5 on Main Street in historic downtown Alachua. Sponsored in part by Sun State Federal Credit Union.
Here's what's happening in North Central Florida sports on ESPN Radio 850 and 900.
Good evening, I'm Kelly Eichhorn. Starting off in the NBA, the Miami Heat will be hosting the Orlando Magic in the final game of the regular season tonight. The Heat have secured the first seed in the Eastern Conference, while Orlando heads to the NBA draft lottery. Miami's Dwayne Wade says this game matters just like any other.
We've just been coming in and being professionals, you know, preparing for each game like it's important, as we should. So, you know, very good for a team, you know, when they come, they say that you have a championship hangover, and we came in and we didn't have that this season.
Tip-off is set for 8. Moving to the orange and blue, the SEC Women's Tennis Tournament is underway today in Mississippi. Florida is the number 3 seed in the tournament and earned a bye for the first 2 rounds. Gator head coach Roland Thornquist says they've just got to take it one match at a time.
You could lose in the semis of this tournament and still be a national championship caliber team. I mean, that's the quality of the field in this event. So we're going to take our first match, which probably will be Vandy, and deal with that.
Florida will play Friday night at 6. And finally, the Gators softball team is currently in Tallahassee to take on in-state rival Florida State. The last time these two teams met, Florida grabbed a 7-3 win at home thanks to sophomore walk-off grand slam. UF head coach Tim Moulton says the team feels secure where they're at in the season.
We're comfortable now. Comfortable is good and bad sometimes. We don't want to get too comfortable. We forget what's really gotten us to this point. It's been great communication, making a lot of plays, playing hard, and making sure that everybody understands their responsibilities before it happens, not after it happens.
And right now it's currently scoreless at the top of the first. More cheap seats on the way for ESPN Radio 850-900. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. You know, I definitely think LeBron's taken MVP, you know, with averaging 26 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists a game. You know, he's the obvious choice. I mean, I guess you could put Kevin Durant a second, but LeBron's going to take his fourth MVP for sure. He's just done so much this season.
Baseball.
ESPN 850-900.
Here's a game for you. Baseball.